This podcast is a proud member of PodcastOutlaws.com Network. Punk.
We are going to test your ability to digest what you hear in yet another way.
You're a victim of the delay, weren't you?
You got it.
Yes, we are celebrating. Woo! The personal crisis that was in the Red Boy household has left.
It has left. Cheers.
The dark side has left our house.
And may the force be with you, Matt.
And yes, we did see Star Wars last night, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And in celebration of the dark side leaving this house, I bought windscreens for the mics.
We're so excited.
Mic stands.
I don't have to have my mic in a martini shaker anymore.
I should have taken a picture of that. That would have been thoroughly entertaining.
Yep, it could have been.
So, yes.
You can take a picture now with my colorful hammer that had to tighten. I have this lovely... My mom got me the coolest... What do you call it? The hammer.
If I showed up to work site or something.
Well, yeah, but it's for a girl. It's the hammer, and then you like screw the end off, and it's got all these little screwdrivers.
It's one of these multi-tools. It's a hammer.
Like, here's a screwdriver.
Hold on.
And this is what I can't see it. Oh, well, okay. Take a picture.
It's a hammer.
It's a flathead.
It's a hammer with a screwdriver.
And then you keep doing it, and then there'll be a Phillips. Yep. Okay, and you keep going. Oh, it's a little flathead, and it keeps going down, and it is awesome. It has been my little dream tool.
The only problem I have with it is the hammer part of it is painted all girly.
Like ceramic, and it's like floral.
Okay, but hold on. It's fine that they paint it.
Because it's my hammer.
And it looks nice, but as soon as you start actually hammering with it, the paint
And actually the head of it is all chipped off. But you know what? I love this thing. Who did I go and I said, oh, I need to tighten this little thing so it didn't, like, I had to keep going down
Her mic.
My mic was moving, pulled it out, and I said, oh, I can fix that. So,
your stand wouldn't stay still, would it?
Handy dandy, Amy.
So, all right. Why is my mic so much? Okay, I'm just not talking very loud, apparently. I'm going to give myself a little more mic on that. I'm working on the volumes. So, yes, the dark side has left our house.
We are rejoicing. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. You know what? If you ever doubt your religion, go through what we just went through.
And of course, it's all confidential and we can't talk about it, but that's okay. We've come through. That's why Matt hasn't done several podcasts. And
yes, we fell off the grid for a little bit, and the one podcast I did by myself was really bad because it was a long evening of alcohol abuse, basically.
I just decided
I'm going to do a podcast so everybody knows I'm still alive, so... Glad to be back, and actually over the past, almost 2 weeks since we've done one together. We've made some friends with the local Bloomington podcast community.
Yeah, and I want to send a little hello out to my friend.
Don't use last names, remember.
NASA Janet.
There you go. We know NASA Janet. We know your work number, too.
I know NASA Janet.
You know
NASA. And NASA Janet knows me, according to friends.
Yes, and I think I mentioned on the last show that I did by myself that, yeah, I showed you the picture. I said, oh, well, here. You need to see, this is the Illinois, this NASA Jan, just Pete, and you look and you're like, I know her.
Yep, it was very funny. I'm like, I know her. Oh my gosh, blah, 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 blah,
and
blah,
not
blah,
like,
blah.
I know her as in,
no,
I've
I
seen
know her.
Her.
I know her, and we are actually we're working on some different projects together, and mutually, this little podcasting thing has never, ever come up, because why would it come up? Because it's kind of in the geekdom world. I guess NASA Janet and I must be kind of like, maybe closet geeks, and we only tell our friends that.
You're both probably married to geeks, so.
Well, no, I'm thinking that you know, she does some really cool things. She does some different things on some different radio stations
She's a science geek.
She is very, you know, she is great at her job, and very excited about some projects I'm working with her on. So,
okay,
and
this
I
isn't a job interview,
and
so
I can't
okay.
tell her about those things. So, you know, can't tell you guys about them because it's all top secret.
Yeah, because I've done such a great job of keeping the whole mystique about the Red Bull.
Well, I don't care if you guys know who I am, but you don't know who I work for.
No. And don't worry, you wouldn't be impressed if you didn't know.
Well, you know. Yada, yada, yada.
And you know what? With all the dark side in our lives, I didn't have a chance to clip Aaron's show. I'm going to dig Aaron again on the next
Well,
show.
I thought my singing at the beginning was kind of doing that. When I was doing the whole, celebrate good times, come on. And then I said, oh, to Aaron.
Yeah, we kind of dug on Aaron with his, what was it, the... What was his thing? It was
his song was so cute. It was so funny.
Yeah, I forget what it is now. But and then he did another one. Yeah, listen to show 11. He did a like a wrestler Hulk Hogan thing. And I was laughing.
I haven't gotten to hear that.
I actually was listening to it. I wrote, Aaron, clip show 11 at 30 minutes, 30 seconds. So I have it written down exactly what point I want.
Maybe we'll go ahead and on the next podcast, we'll go ahead and have that all queued up.
Well, that was supposed to be like my new segment every time was make fun of Aaron. That's going to be a little jingle. Hey,
that could be fun.
Time to make fun of
actually,
the big show. The big show. The big show. Here is the clip. And then have Aaron.
Hey, maybe you could have your friends who did the intro do a intro for the big show.
Well.
You know, do and the make fun of the big show.
Oh, we could do
but
it.
But I really do like Aaron.
I like that idea, but no, we'll
But
have,
I don't want to make fun of him. But we'll it is plugging his show, so maybe he won't.
We'll
he
have
won't.
Adam at Mad Cow. It's Mad Something Productions. We'll have him do the ha-ha at Aaron intro. Oh, that's a great idea.
That could be fun.
That could
well,
be
that's why you have
his
your
expense. That's why
and,
it's fun.
And, you know, my job is so versatile at the
place you work.
Place I work, and I wear multiple hats. But one of them is a marketing hat because I am
a marketing guru.
Pretty much.
Well, you sell better than I do. We know that much.
But
you know what?
Fun.
Ooh, World of Podcasting. I am officially. Well, you are. You're part of the podcast now. So we are what now?
What?
Oh, Lord. Why did I tell you about
Mr. and Mrs. Red Boy or
no,
what?
No, we are Podcast Outlaws.
Oh, yeah.
Officially.
And we are very excited about that. And you know what? That should be something. We need to do a cheers.
Yeah, we're part of the club. We are the cool kids. Part of the cool kids on the
well,
block.
Well, no, I'm really not. Because I'm just the wife.
Along.
Who's yeah exactly?
But you know what?
Because I can opt in or opt out.
According to our vast amount of listener feedback, which is I don't know about 3, everybody enjoys the shows that you're on far more than the ones where I'm just going, hello, good evening, here I am.
Well, because people like to listen to interaction and not just you know public
rambling.
Radio.
And today on the stock market, oh, we'll be right back. Ooh, hot mic. Anyway. So,
Hot mic.
So, no, we are thrilled to death to be official podcast outlaws.
Yes, but what were we going to do? We were going to do...
Don't shift yours yet.
I wanted to do my big thing from last night when we were watching the news last night. And oh, no, we were watching David Letterman last night, remember?
Oh, God. All right, hold on to that thought. But, no, we are thrilled to be podcast outlaws. And the podcast outlaws, we're working...
And we're going to do what? What are you guys going to do? T-shirts. I'm so excited because now...
We've been trying to get Podcast Outlaw podcast
are
t-shirts,
we gonna, can, you know what? I know somebody who can do these for us.
Well, so do I.
No, I know somebody who can do these for us, too, who can do them really
okay.
well.
Well, they're not going to be embroidered. They're going to be screen print.
Well,
we're
so
cheap.
Is my friend.
But anyway...
But
so
anyways,
podcast,
what color? I
black.
Have to have... No,
no.
I
if
have
you're
to
an
have...
Outlaws,
you
gotta be you black.
Guys... But I'm going to be an outlaw wearing pink.
Well...
Because I'm wearing pink.
You know what? Because...
you know, we've got the women in this whole
she
little
said, he
thing.
Said podcast.
Exactly.
You know, yeah.
I'm not wearing, wanna... well, if right. I can wear,
well,
let's
here,
see,
right,
if
on.
We
wait.
Design these and if
hold
I can
on.
Have input.
Stop, wait. All right, we're going to put out a vote right now. Ladies of the Podcast Outlaws, so that would be just Julie. I'm going to name the ones I know. That'd be just Julie from Just Julie and Mr. X. And you have Nora from Len and Nora from Jawbone. And then you have Jen from Brian and Jen of She Said, He Said.
Mm-hmm.
And then any spouse, I know Aaron has a wife who hasn't been on his, but let's get the ladies' votes because ladies will probably want a smaller size than us.
Well, I am not.
And they won't.
Not wearing the large, extra large.
No, and you won't want black. You might want pink.
And
so
I might want.
And
I might want it. I might want a fitted tee.
Ooh, like those baby dolls, like the geek t-shirt I got you. Maybe those sexy little, yeah, low cut little. My man's an outlaw. There, oh, I got it. My man is a podcast outlaw.
Well,
that's hot.
That could be something.
I'm Paris Hilton. That's so hot.
No, you're not Paris Hilton. She has far more hair than you do. But anyways, We were going to talk about... Were we going to talk... Who are you, what are we going to talk about tonight? Are we going to talk... We have several points of, of interest.
So Podcast Outlaws, awesome. We rock. We love it.
Well, we are very excited about that. And I have to say that this is something that my husband is very excited about. He had to make a little announcement the other night, and I was very proud of him because...
I've never been part of the cool kids.
He is part of the cool kids now.
Thank you, Mr. X.
So we really are excited. And kudos out to Aaron and his wife. Congrats.
Oh, the baby. Yes.
Very excited.
Okay, so yes, we did see Star Wars last night. We're probably the last two people in the world.
No, I think there's lots of others. But I will say that I am a Star Wars geek. I have just decided that I've always been this closet Star Wars geek, but I'm having to explain to Matt different things that, sorry, Mr. Redboy. Anatomy. What did he call it?
Anatomy.
And really, we've only had two.
You need the vocabulary builder upper. Our anonymity.
There you go.
I gave up on that a long time. Well, just call me Matt.
Okay.
Baldy, whatever feels comfortable to you.
Yeah, Matt. Anyways, I'm sitting there. Matt's asking me all these different questions, and not to give away anything yet. In about 6 months, we'll go ahead and tell the whole story of Episode 3, and I'm not going to worry about it if you haven't.
Seen it by then,
too bad.
Yeah, and 6 months from now, if you haven't seen it, buy the freaking DVD.
And you know what? And by then, I don't care anymore. But anyways, on the whole thing, it was just so good. I have to say it was so good. And we're sitting there talking about all these different aspects. And he's calling his Uber geek friend, who is an Uber geek in Star Wars.
Well, Craig. Craig was on the show, yes. One of the very first podcasts.
And he's sitting there asking me, we're talking about this on the way home. And I'm like going, oh, yeah, this and this and this and this. And what is he doing on the phone 20 minutes after we get home? He's asking him all the questions. And what's Craig doing? Absolutely answering them exactly the way I did. And I have to say, I was getting a little ticked off because, you know what? I have been with Star Wars from the beginning.
But you're not known as a Star Wars geek.
Because it's inward, Matt. It's inward.
It's your inward Jedi-ness.
And you know what? No, but my dad in, what was it, 1978?
The first
eight?
One? First one was 78, I think.
Yeah, 78. Took us to see it. I'm talking.
Your dad needed a babysitter.
No, he just decided he was going to take us over and over and over. And then when they came out with the second one, I can remember that they did actually at that time they played the first one and the second one together. So we went and saw it together, and it was so cool to do that. But last night, just to sit there in the whole beginning, because I'm not giving anything away, the whole beginning was so. Star Wars, you know, it all starts the same. You just get swept in your life. I mean, I felt like I was, you know, I don't know, 10 years old again,
because
watching
it
all over, because it's the whole, you know, here's the Star Wars. It comes out and then here's all the words coming up, Episode 3 and telling everything. And I'm sitting there going, I feel like I'm 10 years old. I feel like I'm 10 years old. This was so cool.
Well, and what I did, I was sitting there looking and going, remember this. This will be the first time you've ever seen this episode.
And I didn't tell you this. My friend, her husband, my friend at work, her husband won't go see movies.
Why not?
So he just can't sit still.
Okay, I have some problems, but I can at least.
But no, he cannot sit still for a movie. So she goes, oh, I really want to see it. And I go, yeah, I'll go see this with you again.
Oh, I'd go see it again.
You can go on our date night.
It was butt sore long, I'd say.
Oh, it was.
I could only turn so many different ways. And it's theater seating in that theater. I mean, that theater.
Yeah, you know what? This is going to be one of those, Matt, when we eventually, in 10 years, move into a different house.
Yeah, that's a whole other debate for another
podcast. We won't get into that. But... I can see us watching the whole big screen and doing the whole theater sound, yeah. Because I will base my whole theater sound.
But you do know that projection screen, the LCDs, the bulbs are like $400 a piece.
No, but there's other things. I know people now on this whole thing.
You know Thomas Edison who
I know people. But anyway, it was so much fun,
so
you guys.
Star Wars
so much
fun.
Do not take any child under 7, in my opinion, to see this movie.
And you know what? That's...
I've
heard a couple casts where they took some younger kids, but they also said...
I know my child, and I know myself, and I had visions last night.
There were only two scenes, but you got it.
Three.
When you cut...
This is the debate in the house. There was three scenes.
All right, but anyway...
They were too intense for our son.
Towards the end, with the whole Anakin thing, that... Yeah.
Well, don't give it away, but it's just too much.
So
we're a little slow on the whole movie, but there's our opinion.
Well, you know what? Everybody did the Star Wars things way long ago, so now we're like
we're recutting
edge. So since you weren't on the last podcast and you threw my show notes away.
And I am sorry. I was tidying up my dining room.
Well, you know, yeah, that's what happens when your studio is in the dining room.
Yeah, when the studio is the dining room, you tend
but, you know
to
what?
Straighten up.
I would like and, to. I would like to.
This is not on here properly.
It has rubber feet. It's fine. It does. It has rubber feet on the bottom.
Okay. I don't want my $1,200 dining room table.
Only you would remember that price. But I would like to thank you for letting me leave the studio set up. Anyway, but you weren't on the last show.
I wasn't.
And I was going to quiz you about...
Because I was probably in bed crying,
but
we won't go there.
Because of the dark side. But...
The little guy in a red suit.
On the MTV Movie Awards, no, Santa Claus wasn't torturing us.
The guy with horns.
Okay. The cast from the... And you know what? I don't watch MTV. But supposedly, the MTV Music Awards, I think, aired maybe a couple days ago. I mean, so out of
loop. I thought that was in the fall.
No... Or music. MTV had some sort of award.
Oh, because
I... That's the movie ones. No, because they saw the promo.
Oh, it was the movie ones. Because I'm going to say they do their music ones in the fall.
Yeah. So they had their movie awards, and they were going to... I don't know if they did or not. We need to watch to see. But they were going to reunite the cast of Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah. You told me.
And I was going to quiz you. And it didn't take but maybe a few hours after I posted the show.
Because you got Anthony Michael Hall confused with
what's his name?
All
not
I can
Kiefer,
say
not
is
Kiefer,
Snarl Nose.
No, the one who's, yeah.
Snarl Nose.
But I got the Jock and the Geek backwards.
Yeah.
And so my friend Pat from Chicago, didn't take him very long to post on the comments. I need to turn in my 80s kid card because I got it totally wrong.
Well, I'm sorry.
So I was wrong, that's right.
I'll
have
to think about this because now I'm on the spot and I can't remember the name and everything, but it was a big Molly Ringwald.
Yeah, Molly Ringwald. I would have the notes.
I threw them away. I'm really sorry. I thought that those were used notes.
They were, but I'm like, oh, I don't need to go. I'm like, oh, I threw them away. Oh, no, they're on the dining room table. I'll be okay. And they're in the garbage, so.
And actually, they're not even in the garbage. They're in the trash, and they're out.
They're at the dump.
They're at
now.
The dump probably by now, so.
Okay. What would you think about this?
What, ma'am? What are you going
to
tell me?
You can't listen to
this. Oh, can we talk about David Letterman last night?
That's fine. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, that's fine. I'm open.
I'm asking if you had an agenda because only have a 2x4 post-it tonight of show notes.
Yeah, so I'm open to any topic. So, we watched. Well, anybody who saw Oprah, what was it?
With Tom Cruise. And
2 weeks ago?
What's the little girl's name that Tom is with?
The girl from Dawson Creek.
Oh,
she's 23 years old. Katie Holmes?
Yeah, Katie Holmes.
Oh, my God.
She was on David.
So gay. I can't remember.
She was on David Letterman last night. And you know what? Gentlemen, just listen to me. Tom Cruise can jump all he wants up and down on a couch. He can get up on Jay Leno's couch. He can get on anybody's couch. Katie Holmes is a little girl.
Damn Skippy.
And I'm not saying anything's wrong with this.
No,
you know what? If they want to do that, she is of age.
If I was 40,
but
hold on. If I was,
here's my thing. He's in love again. This is the third time. No,
after 6 weeks.
Last night the big revelation was, oh, how long have you been dating? You know,
how long have you known each other?
How long have you known each other? 6 weeks, and 2 weeks ago was Oprah. So 4 weeks later, they're so in love. Now the nice thing about David Letterman that I love, because I am a big Letterman fan and have been since he actually had a day show. And that shows how old I am. But he's sitting there going, well, Katie, I'm 48. Or no, 58. Or, you know, I'm older. And I'm sitting there going, he's my mom's age. David Letterman is my mom's age. So he is, like, old enough to be Katie Holmes' grandfather. And it was just a big joke. He was totally making fun of it. And it was very funny. But the whole thing goes down to, okay, guys. Yeah. If I was a male and I was 42, I would be jumping up and down on the couch too if I had a 22-year-old girl.
No.
And
crap.
She's sitting there going,
We know what though?
Yes, he's so cute.
Amy,
he is so
guess
cute.
Guess what? If you were,
I'm in love.
Okay. Hold
okay.
On.
You know what? I've been in love.
Wait, flip mode.
And I've been in lust.
Well, okay, at 4 weeks or 6 weeks, it's still lust.
It's lust. And you know what? He said they're going on, and they're sitting there going, oh, no, we haven't had sex.
Bull blank. Yeah.
Because this is a PG show.
No, but you know, okay, hold on. But flip it around. If you were 23, celebrity or not.
Dirty old man. No, because now I'm sitting there thinking about.
No,
not Tom Cruise. I'm still thinking Will Smith.
Okay, still. Well, he's not older than he's Will Smith is our age.
He's my age.
Well, that's old.
No. Tom Cruise is older than me. And Tom Cruise's first wife, was at least six to ten years older than him.
Okay, you know way too much about
celebrityness. So, I was a fan of Tom Cruise, and now I've just decided that he's a freak. And Nicole Kidman, thank you for getting away from him, because he's a freak. Take your children to Australia and never come back.
Amy, I gave you a mic stand so you could talk into the mic, and you're still dodging the mic.
I'm not either.
You were like way down.
Well, I can't help it because I move around.
Now you're Regis Philbin.
Sorry.
Oh, hey, and Mr. X, I'm the Dr. Phil. On your voicemail, if you play that.
And Mr. X, is this not the worst, Dr. Phil?
It was
you
good.
Have ever, no, I, it is the worst. Do it again.
I over-practiced it, so he was talking. He did it. Okay.
No, do a Dr. No, Phil
is,
to Tom.
Okay, this is.
Do a Dr. Phil to Tom, because Dr. Phil will approve of what Tom's
do
doing.
Mr. X did a Stormcast. He took the iRiver. He had like a 1 hour. He did a Stormcast.
Is he the same guy who went on like the boat or something? Like they went on. Who went on like?
Because Julie was doing a concert on. Julie's in a band.
On a boat.
It was like a riverboat kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
okay.
Yeah.
Well, see.
There you go.
I listen. People don't think I listen, but I do.
You pay attention. You do.
I try to.
So he did a. He tried to do a Stormcast once before, and it was a wussy cast. It didn't work. So he actually had, I mean, it was like, seriously, you hear him like running around the house, like literally batting down the hatches and checking the TV, power is going out, tornadoes, thunder. And so is he
out there with probably a video camera?
No, he's out there with his iRiver and his mic going, okay, so we're podcasting. Julie's in the background going, Julie.
Come into the house!
Well, Julie, who is pretty light, and she's easygoing, but she's in the background going, what are you doing? Even Julie's smart enough at that point to maybe podcasting's not the right thing to do now.
Storms are not a good thing.
And he was being safe, you know, it was all about this and that. So, all right, stop one.
Our son is watching Star Wars episode four that Matt would not let me watch.
Well, we'll rewind it. So anyway, he did that. So I have a really bad Dr. Phil impression. So I called up.
It is bad, but it's funny.
So I called up X's voicemail and I go, Mr. X. This is Dr. Phil. I don't know if you think you're funny out there running around in the storms. I don't know if you read my books or my tapes, but you need to get real. And you need not be out there in the electricity and things. Read my tapes, read my books. You need to get real. And I'm sure he'll play because I sound like
a complete
ass.
It probably goes on forever because Matt tends to go into Dr. Phil mode at the most
weird
times.
Matt was having
times.
A bad week this past week.
Matt did have a bad week. But you know what? And we have to give him... He was probably just trying to let loose on some things because I will tell you what, if we're going to go into this week sucked.
Okay, you know what? This is podcasting news as fresh as the BlackBerry. Yes, this week did suck.
This week sucked.
The Podcast Outlaws are working on some t-shirts as we talked about earlier. Len says, and we've thrown on different ideas. Len is saying, Len from Jawbone, that'd be Len and Nora. He thinks we need to have one with a cow skull.
Ooh, I like it. I'm still wanting mine in pink.
That's fine. He goes, cow skulls sell, man. Especially on black.
Cow skulls sell. Well, all right. Can I have a girl version in black, but with at least a pink lettering?
Hold on. You know what? And speaking of...
Because the pink lettering would be cool. You could have, for the girls, I was looking at Victoria's Secret. I would like a tank top that's a square neck with a collar.
Well, that's funny because Patches said we could have thongs, too.
No thongs.
But he had, or was it Patches?
Because we were talking, that was what we wanted to talk today, about Glenn Stefani's new song.
Oh, God. What the hell's a holla back girl?
The holla back girl. And Matt was making fun of me because he always says I'm so...
White?
White. And it's all... you know what, this holler back girl and everything. And Matt goes, no, it's holla back girl. And I'm like, okay, holla back girl or whatever. And I'm like, I'm no holla. And you know what? Okay. You know what? And the bad thing is 10 years ago, I would have been like, yeah, I'm all about this. And this is so cool. But you know what? Okay, I've grown up.
What you said was...
Gwen is still, like, my age, but she's still singing to the girls who are, like, 20 years younger than me and doing the whole, I ain't no holler back girl.
But what you said was, I ain't no holler back girl. That's kind of like saying, I am not a holler
back
girl.
No, because the whole thing was, it's all about being a holler back girl. Going, hey, girl, I'm not a holler back girl. I'm going to come and beat your blankety blank blank blank.
But... You all right, bud? Sorry.
We had a crash.
It's a...
Luke, you want to be on the podcast with us?
Okay, you can just sit there. It's a holla back girl, not holler.
I know they say holla, but you know what? Holla. It's still...
Like a bala.
But it's the same thing. And
the
whole...
for sheezy.
But it's the same thing with the banana. B-A-N-A-N-A-N.
They call it the banana song.
The banana song.
Or the speller.
Actually, I think that the artists have to be out there laughing at... everybody, because they're thinking, how stupid can I make this song?
Well, what did I say this morning? I said, you know
and
what?
Then I will go ahead and sell millions, and everybody will be singing this song, and then in 10 years, people will look back on the video and go, oh my gosh, that
that's
was me.
Yeah, that's what I said this morning. I said, you know what? We were all dancing Luke. To Vanilla Ice about 10 years ago.
Hey, little Luke, no. Little Skywalker, why are you in here? I thought you were watching your movie.
That's all right. All right, you can watch. He's just watching Mommy and Daddy podcast. That's fine. All right, I have two more things I want to cover before we get out of here. You know what? And we haven't had a podcast for a while, so if it goes long and you don't like it...
Are you going to go watch your movie?
Yes, it's fine. It's podcast prerogative. If you don't like it, you can just turn it off. So
absolutely.
I got to give major props to Pete, just Pete from NASA Jan and just Pete over at Illinois.
Yeah.
Our good friends who actually don't live but about maybe 2 miles away.
We could
tops.
Probably get on the supposed trail behind our house.
And almost get to their house.
And get to their house because are they on Taylor Street or something? It's like really.
They're not that far away.
They're very close. It's pretty funny how close they are to us.
Ironically, I almost drive very close to your house.
We should like just walk over and say hi.
Here we are. Brought my iRiver.
Hey, let's bring the mics.
But anyway, we were laughing back and forth. But my last show, I was discussing the Father's Day Eve celebration. And I love your. Hold on, wait. Stop
Go
talking
ahead.
So much. She goes,
you want me to be on this cast, and then you're telling me to stop talking.
I don't want you to overrun me, though. I'm the host. Don't take my manhood away from my podcast. Anyway, so I was talking about Father's Day Eve, and that Father's Day Eve at the in-laws in the cornfield.
It was quite a night.
And that there was quite a few beers drank around the fire.
The beers.
And I headed out to the cornfield and just... fell dead over into the cornfield. So, new Father's Day Eve. And Pete, gotta love him. He's not even, I don't think they have kids, to my knowledge. Goes, I am all down with Father's Day Eve. And I'm like, yes, Father's Day. And we're talking earlier.
Father's Day Eve is quite the celebration.
And we were discussing earlier this evening about maybe having Father's Day Eve at our house. So we may have.
Yeah, but then it was already vetoed because people are going to be out of town. So we'll probably go down and have. An actual Father's Day Eve.
NASA Janet and Just Pete can come over. And
they might be doing Father's Day Eve. We have a fire pit thing.
I know. I said on the last podcast, it's been 95 degrees.
I know. And that's what I told you, that we should buy it on sale in the fall.
Well, in June, early June in the
cornfield. By the time you bought it, it was over, babe.
No, it wasn't.
No. I bought wood, that was last... 2 weeks ago.
I don't, you know what? It's been
and I don't want to have this argument, but I would like to tell everyone that if anyone from the little Central Illinois podcast would like to come over and maybe have a little chat around our little fireside inn.
Have I showed you the pictures?
We can do that.
Have I showed you the pictures from...
And I want to know, but if anybody comes over to our house, they better bring...
Beer.
No.
What? Wood for the fireplace?
No.
A vacuum cleaner. What?
Marshmallows.
Oh, for the fire.
If we're going to have a little Halloween or a little weenie roast, we better have some mellows.
I will openly admit, do you see the pictures from Blue Dog Banner in Illinois when they got together?
No.
I'll show you. That's when
you'll show me. You just show me NASA Janet, and I'm like, that's her! I know her!
Okay. But so, Blue Dog Banner's from in town, too. I've been talking to Isaac and them over there. But
And you know what? I like the name Isaac.
Okay, but we're having a girl, so it doesn't matter. But my point is, is I was looking at the pictures. I go, this is kind of a Budweiser-powered podcast, and I didn't see any beer in that podcast, so I'm worried we might not fit in. Or am I like a Mr. X kind of drinking cast, you know?
Well, then maybe Mr. X might have to come and see us.
I don't think Mr. X. I know where Mr. X is.
Where
is
he?
That's like three airplane rides. He's in the Boston Spa area.
Really? Now,
yeah, but that's like three plane rides from here.
Well,
a little plane to a big plane to a little plane. I don't like little planes.
Maybe we should do like a little podcast destination, and
we're going to have a podcast destination.
And we are
destination.
Going to, and that is going to be quite exciting.
And you're not
for
giving
all
away the
folks.
Date because we don't want to tell the world when we're going to be gone.
Well, we don't know.
No.
Anyways, but. How can we do a podcast? We won't have all our equipment with us.
We will have the iRubber.
Oh.
We will have ChinaCast.
All is
so
known.
Actually, you know what? So while we're home, what I'm going to do is my idea is I'll do podcasts while we're gone on the iRubber so that when we come home and we're like asleep who knows when, I can just post a podcast and not have to do a podcast.
No, you got
to
do a podcast when we're there because that will be so cool to tell people about.
Well, then who's going
to
protect my home when I say, hey, guess what? I'm 6,000 miles away. Of course, I have nothing in my house that's worth a crap. So
exactly. But we will have...
Good luck
carrying
my 300 pounds.
I bet
we
could probably ask NASA Janet to come over and protect the house.
I bet they could come over. You know, do a drive-by.
They could check on it. But I think,
somewhere.
You know what? The Jamma and the Papa will be checking in every day on the house. So I'm not too worried about it.
Okay. One of the other things I had on my post-it note of show notes, and she is very correct. I had so many... Well, what was funny about the last show... I did show notes pre-Dark Side moving in on us.
Mm.
And then by the time I got around to doing the show, they were kind of dated.
You know, the Dark Side sucked.
Yeah, it did suck.
I want to just post this out to people. Don't, you know what?
Be careful, please.
I'm just going to tell you, the Dark Side sucks.
It does.
It is so bad.
I would not wish
it
on my worst
enemy. But I'm just
going to
tell you this. Just put faith in your God.
Whatever your God, you know, I'm not going to stay in religion.
Nope,
whatever your God is.
We know who our God is. And thank God we have him because
Abraham, Allah, Buddha, whatever.
But Jesus Christ helped us, and we are very happy.
Yes, amen. Okay, so off the religious kick. What about this deal we saw? Because we saw Star Wars here tonight. Movie trailers for fall 2006.
Yeah, but the funniest thing was...
That is dumb.
No, but the funniest thing was we're watching this whole movie trailer, and it was for Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and they go, coming 2006.
Coming summer. No, coming
summer.
No, it said next coming. No, this summer or next summer.
No, it was 2006.
No,
it was.
Summer.
And you and I are like, what?
No, it was coming next summer.
No, it was 2006.
No, it was coming next summer.
I don't care.
Year.
But anyways.
We're like, coming.
It's already out.
No, we said, coming next summer. And we said, isn't it this summer?
Maybe.
So.
And Brad Pitt looks good. And you know what? Here's the fascinating thing. You know, Brad, Angelique, thank you for all your things that you're doing for people. And whatever you guys want to do.
Okay, don't leave dead air. Oh, yeah, we can charge it. That'd be fine.
Yeah. Luke, hey, you're missing the movie. The movie, Luke.
Okay. Oh, we don't have that anymore. That's broken. He's talking about the little zip-zap.
The one.
What one? Oh, buddy, I don't think that one got fixed. You know what? We're about done podcasting, so I'll fix it in about... Give me 2 minutes, okay? And we'll take a look at that. Yep, we'll take a look at it. Now I'm podcasting my bad parenting skills, so... Yep. Yeah, we'll take a look at it. We'll take a look at your hardware there, Chuchi. Okay.
All right. Well, you know what? I think we'll be wrapping this up this evening.
I think we're about done. All right.
Mr. and Mrs. Red Boy.
Amy, thank you again for joining me. Do you like the new setup? You like the new mic
stands? I didn't think you were supposed to. You used my name.
Amy.
Luke, Amy, Matt. It's pretty much the clan here.
Well, yeah.
And
we just don't use last names. And
we're pretty excited. And you know what? What's the little sister's name? Luke, come on.
What's your sister's name?
Maggie.
Yep. Maggie's going to be coming soon.
I think this whole time I've had your mic hotter than mine,
but
hot mic.
Hot mic, hot mic.
Anyway, but you know what? I did want to thank, who the hell do I have to thank?
God?
Well, yes, I do want to thank God, but...
We are actually, I have to say this, we are actually having a wonderful evening this evening. This is the first night since, night since a week ago last Wednesday where we thought life was normal. And that's been 8 days, and it has been a sheer, it has been...
Nightmare.
And, you
so
know
So we're
what?
Back. All right, so you know what? Let's be
We're
happy.
Back.
Happy.
We're happy. Happy. We're having a great time, and we are so excited, and I can't wait to do the next one because we are living life large.
Yes, now the dark side has left our side.
And you know what? I want to tell all you ladies who haven't been out to see Star Wars that Anakin is so H-O-T.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed
Go and
about
see
that.
It because Matt was a little upset because Padme is pregnant the whole time and is not as sexy as she could be.
But you know what? I was okay with you liking Anakin because I'd had two episodes of a hot Padme, so you could have one episode of a hot Anakin. That's okay.
And Matt called him greasy, but no, not
he
so
was.
Much. Not so much!
No, greasy, greasy.
Very nice, very nice. Ladies, very nice.
No, greasy, greasy, greasy. Yeah, like he's like,
oh, no, just no, don't even.
The whole
you
time
know
I'm like, hit the shower, girl boy.
He's going the dark side. That's okay.
Well, like you said, it can't be pretty to go to the dark side.
It's
so.
Never going to be pretty when you go to the dark side, ladies and gentlemen.
So, Amy.
And next weekend, what are we going to, next week, what are we going to see? We are going to see, what is it, Matt? Shh. Say it again, Luke.
What are we going to see?
Yay! It's going to be so fun. 3D. And we're going to the place that has the couches.
And beer. We have a theater in town. We have a one-screen theater in town that actually has cocktails and couches.
And popcorn. And popcorn. Those bagel bite thingies.
Ooh, yeah. We're almost done, bud.
So.
Are you done yet?
So, you know what? Do we have an outro?
No, you know what? I need an outro.
Oh, we need an outro.
Everybody else has an outro. Maybe I need to contact Adam and say, you know what?
I think
we need the outro.
Some kind of Amy. I think I might have to do my own podcast. I think I'm getting quite confident in my abilities.
Maybe, you know what? Here's an idea. I have an idea. The ladies of the Podcast Outlaws should have a ladies podcast.
Well, I...
You and Julie and
Janet. Janet.
No, they aren't part... Illinois isn't part of the Outlaws. Well, they've been on it, but they're not officially like a core member. We have core members?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. We're now officially a core member.
Okay. I got you a mic stand so you won't move the mic and make noise. Quit touching the mic. Thank you. Oh, God. I'm sorry. You know, Amy. She has no... You have no respect for production quality.
I'm gonna peel my mic.
Don't.
Peel the mic. Okay, peel
don't,
it.
Don't.
Peel it. Ah! I peeled the mic. It's a naked mic now.
Hey, don't put it back on while it's turned on, please. All right, we're going to go now. Here,
I love you guys.
Here, put it back on. I'm going to let her put it back on because we're going to say our goodbyes.
How do we say our goodbyes?
Well, when we have an outro, usually you start the outro, but we don't have one. So we're going to say, you know what?
Tonight's the night.
Please all. If I don't get on a podcast the next week, call, see if I'm dead.
No,
in the basement.
And you know what? Next week, I probably would not have had three cocktails and be in a celebrating mode this evening.
It's amazing what a bottle of Kendall Jackson will do for your personality.
Or for your life, that
you
matter.
Okay.
We will go into that later.
Yeah, so, okay, that'll be next podcast, and I'll have show notes that aren't in the garbage can. So, we'll do a quiz here. That'll be our outro tonight. Amy, how do they email us?
I don't know.
Well, I still have yet to
get... I go to Red Boy something?
Well, no. Send an email to redboy@redboypodcast.com.
How would I even have a clue?
God, you need a lesson in podcasting. I'm glad nobody listened to this.
We could edit all of this out.
Yeah, but that's a whole post-production thing. I might post-production that part out. I didn't need that much out. It would be...
Would you like me to start over so you can podcast this over?
Okay, so it'd be redboy@redboypodcast.com.
Well, no one's going to do that to me.
Yeah, that's what they all say. Or we will get you Amy at Red Boy Podcast.
Well, but now it's...
Stop saying the last name! I'm just going to chop this whole thing out. So we're going to do... I'm just going to do 1, 2, 3. And Amy, how do they get a hold of us?
They get a hold of us at Red Boy...
At RedBoyPodcast.com.
RedBoyPodcast.com.
Or they Skype us at Red Boy 3.
At Red Boy 3.
Or, of course, the website is www.redboypodcast.com. And the voicemail line. Have you heard about the voicemail line?
No, I have not.
You have too.
No, I haven't.
You haven't? No. Oh, wow. I thought that was pretty.
You act like I know everything, but I just give out our last name.
Yeah.
Yes, well, that's what I do.
I'll chop. Don't worry. Those of you listening
and
right
I
now.
And I
want to
let you, all you who know, I'm also going to be wearing a one of those little shorts.
Pink thong?
No.
Oh,
no, I have one of those. But a slouchy thing, a scrunchy, whatever.
Okay, whatever you... She's like grabbing her boobs going, slouchy thing. I don't... It's very erotic. Keep doing whatever you're doing.
You're going to okay, cut all that out, too.
This has, this has nothing to do with how to get a hold of us. This may want people to get a hold of us, but...
No, I got a scrunchy top or something. What do they call it? Slouch or whatever.
Tube
it's
top?
Like a, no, it's not a tube top, but it's not a sweater set, but it's like one of those little tiny sweaters.
Haven't a damn. All right,
and,
you know what?
And everybody, I always thought I couldn't get one of those because I was too fat or something, but.
Okay, before this podcast train wreck, I'll give the voicemail line is 206.
And here's the thing. Don't have more than two drinks when you do a podcast.
I had about eight last one, so that sucked bad. So anyway, that's why I got half the Breakfast Club team wrong.
You know what? Good night, everybody.
The voicemail line is 206-888-GEEK.
Why? We actually have a phone number?
Yeah, it's a voicemail line.
You know what? I don't care because I'm not going to be calling anywhere to get a voicemail.
I will.
Matt will, but you know what? I don't care. Whatever.
You want people like you.
Yes, I do, but I don't want people calling me and
saying, no, it's not our house.
La, 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 la. Email me for crying out loud.
Oh, you know what? Just for that, do it. Somebody out there, just voicemail Amy and go, Amy, la, 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 la,
you know
la.
What? No. You know what? Just email.
Okay, you know what? That's enough
email,
of the show.
Email!
Before I lose any more listeners than I already
goodbye.
Don't have, we'll say goodnight for the night. This is Red Boy and... would be your cue to say, Mrs. Red Boy, and we
Amy.
Are...
Amy.
Oh, Jesus. More editing. This is Red Boy and...
Amy.
We're out.